Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio again. Okay, for the last 4 weeks, we have been looking at how some churches and denominations and religious organizations believe Jesus was accursed of God to appease God's wrath. But if this is true, then guess what? There is no provision for our new life or for our new birth in Christ Jesus. Remember, my friend, that Christianity is not doing things for God. Oh no, but it's becoming things in God. Let me say that again. Christianity is not doing things for God, but becoming something in God. Because Christianity is Christ in you and you in Christ. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in you and you in Christ. If what many denominations and churches and religious organizations believe about the appeasement of God's wrath, then there's no real victory over sin and death. The best we can ever hope for is a victory over God's wrath and a condition of forgiveness for humanity, wow, in the form of a lifting of God's punishment. This is not the truth, and it is pagan, but it is what, believe it or not, most churches teach today. Paul contrasts this false doctrine by saying that everyone who is speaking by the Spirit of God will proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Wow. In 1 Corinthians 12:3, Paul writes, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man," and the Bible means no man, "speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Spirit." How a church or a denomination or a religious group handles the person of Jesus Christ will tell of its level of deception. Boy, that's good. I'm going to say that again. How a church, a denomination, or a religious group handle the person of Christ will tell of its level of deception. If a church, a denomination, or a religious group does not represent Jesus as Lord, whereby he became human, he took off his divinity and put on his humanity, and as a human being lived a sinless life, was crucified, raised back to life, and ascended in victory to God on behalf of all human beings, especially the ones who truly believe in him and have a personal relationship with him, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, yes, as the Son of God, but also as the glorified Son of Man, showing Jesus as Lord of all, of all. Paul writes in Philippians 2:8, "And being fashioned," nor being made as a man, "he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now, my friend, Jesus was not given a name above all names because he was God's Son. Oh, no. Jesus was given such a name above all names, because he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Then and only then, Philippians 2:9-11, "Wherefore, because what just happened, God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee," and God means that, every knee, "should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess," or we agree what God is saying is true, "that Jesus Christ is Lord." Wow, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wow. Since Paul was talking about spiritual gifts here, we can be sure that any spiritual gift given of God is not only to preach the true gospel, but will also present the nature and the character of God, the person of his dear Son Jesus Christ, and even God's plan and purpose, all within the context of, you ready? Jesus is Lord, that first truth. This would mean that all ministry is supposed to exhort each believer who comes under Jesus as their personal and individual Lord. This will likewise mean that believers can come to see that in Christ and under Christ, as Lord, all victory is possible. Wow, all victory is possible. In short, now listen, in short, to the extent that we come under Him, Christ, as our personal Lord, it is possible for His full will to be realized and in us and through us. Let me say that again. To the extent that we come under Him as our personal Lord, it is possible for His full will to be realized in and through us. Believers must know that God is not, repeat, not an angry, wrathful God, but is the God who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. A God who is real love, not the love that we say in the world, but is real love. Now, to understand this, we must take a closer look at Jesus Christ. And as we have seen from, you know, from many teachings in the past, Jesus often referred to Himself as the Son of Man more than He did of any other name. But did you know, my friend, that after the ascension, Jesus is referred to as Lord, L-O-R-D, little L-O-R-D. Big L-O-R-D is God the Father. But Jesus referred to has been referred to Himself as Lord more than any other name after the ascension. Over 150 times, Jesus is called Lord after His ascension, in Acts and in the rest of the New Testament. Indeed, Jesus as Lord was the theme of the first sermon in Acts by Peter, and really all throughout the entire book of Acts. Wow. So when believers are united with the Lord, Jesus, at salvation, we are joined to Him. Wow. When we come to salvation, we are joined to the Lord. Wow. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he that is joined, that would be us, unto the Lord, that would be Jesus, is one spirit. When we are saved, we are one spirit. Our spirit is joined with the Lord's spirit, seated with Him, the Lord, and heavenlies at God's right hand. Paul writes in Ephesians 1:20, which he writes this, which He wrought in Christ, which He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Wow. I don't know about you, my friend, but that gets me kind of excited that I am joined with Christ in the Spirit. Also in Colossians 3:1, Paul writes, if ye then be raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Can we see that in these thoughts that they express the entire plan of redemption to restore all things unto God through His Son Jesus Christ, to include humanity? Well, by sure. And can we see that if we are joined to the Lord, and we are, and made one spirit with Him, which is fundamental to the working of the Spirit, making Jesus our personal Lord and our only mediator. Oh, wow. Paul said, you know, that Jesus is Lord. You can see that again in 1 Corinthians 12:3. Except by the Spirit of God, only by the Spirit of God can you say that Christ is Lord. He was referring to more than just saying the words, my friend. I mean, after all, heretics, we could turn on Christian TV and YouTube and all that stuff, they say all of this, and they say those words also. But Paul was saying that it is only by that inward work of the Spirit through the death and resurrection of Christ that any person can come to see and declare and live this truth that Jesus is Lord. Wow. Next week we'll begin to look at that second test for truth, and that is Jesus having come in the flesh. Which was the central issue of the early church, as well as the question is, did Jesus really die? But did you know, my friend, the early church, when greeting each other, would say, He is risen, talking about Jesus. And the reply from the other saint would be, He is risen indeed. Amen. Next week, For homework, I would ask you to read 1 John 4, 1 through 4. And then we will begin to look at that second critical test for truth, Jesus having come in the flesh. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting you, have a tremendous weekend. God is Lord over your life. And we will talk to you next week. Amen.